Reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul and Barnabas went back through Lystra and Iconium to Antioch. They put fresh heart into the disciples, encouraging them to persevere in the faith. "We all have to experience many hardships," they said, "before we enter the kingdom of God." In each of these churches, they appointed elders, and with prayer and fasting, they commanded them to the Lord in whom they had come to believe. They passed through Pisidia and reached Pamphylia. Then, after proclaiming the word at Perga, they went down to Attalia, and from there sailed for Antioch, where they had originally been commended to the grace of God for the work they had now completed. On their arrival, they assembled the church and gave an account of all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of the faith to the pagans. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How good is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God, to make known to men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your reign. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Yours is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule lasts from age to age. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Reading from the book of the Apocalypse. I, John, saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth had disappeared now, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city and the new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, as beautiful as a bride all dressed for her husband. Then I heard a loud voice call from the throne, "You see this city, here God lives among men. He will make his home among them. They shall be his people, and he will be their God. His name is God with them. He will wipe away all tears from their eyes. There will be no more death, and no more mourning or sadness. The world of the past has gone." Then the one sitting on the throne spoke, "Now I am making this whole of creation new." The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Judas had gone, Jesus said, "Now has the Son of Man to be glorified, and in him God has been glorified. If God has been glorified in him, God will in turn glorify him in himself and will glorify him very soon. My little children, I shall not be with you much longer. I give you a new commandment. Love one another, just as I have loved you. You also must love one another. By this love you have for one another, everyone will know that you are my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Just over a week ago, Jean Vanier died. He was a man who had links with France, Canada, Scotland. He was, as a young man, he joined the Royal Navy and he was a high-ranking officer. But throughout all this, as a member of his family, he was a very devoted and deeply Catholic man, for whom prayer and Mass were an essential part of each day. It was in 1963 that Jean Vanier visited an institution in France that contained men who were described as being mentally handicapped. Jean Vanier described it as a terrible place. The men were locked inside. They had no work, their beds were crammed against each other, and there was much screaming and violence. And yet, rather than being repulsed, Jean Vanier felt drawn to them. He sensed something profoundly of God, as he expressed it. He wrote, "I saw in the faces of these men anger and violence, and yet extreme tenderness. I sensed in all their flesh a being, and all their flesh and being, a cry, 'Why have I been abandoned? Why am I not with my mothers and sisters, my brothers, who are married and living in nice houses? Do you love me?'" Well, after months of traveling around and visiting psychiatric hospitals and the families of men and women with mental disabilities, Jean Vanier discovered a world of pain and shame in which those with disabilities were sometimes scarcely considered to be human. He decided to act. And he said, "What I love about the Good Samaritan is that he didn't waste time weighing up the pros and cons. He just did something." So Jean Vanier decided there and then to live with people in this condition, to form community with them. Very soon, others were attracted to his community, which he called L'Arche in French, the Ark. Today, L'Arche communities are to be found throughout the world. In Britain, there are now communities in Inverness, Edinburgh, Preston, Liverpool, Manchester, Brecon, Bognor Regis, and Ipswich. In a L'Arche community, everyone is an equal member. Each one has his or her areas of suffering. Each is challenged by living in that group. And this includes those men and women who choose to live with them in community. In the second reading we heard this morning in St. John's Apocalypse, we heard the voice from the throne saying, "You see this city, here God lives among men. He will make his home among them. They shall be his people, he will be their God. His name is God with them. He will wipe away all tears from their eyes. There will be no more death and no more mourning or sadness." In our own days, Jean Vanier, for one, has shown us how this vision of St. John, of God's presence, can be a reality. The essence of community is life and love. And it's that love in all the pain and all the suffering that is necessarily there. We heard in the Gospel that Jesus, before leaving his disciples for the last time, said to them, "My little children, I shall not be with you much longer. I give you a new commandment. Love one another just as I have loved you. By this love you have for each other, everyone will know that you are my disciples." This is the way of the L'Arche communities. Talking of Jean Vanier, there is another John who lived his life in this kind of way. A John who was a regular member of this congregation. I'm speaking of John McSherry. Today we give thanks for the lives of John McSherry and Jean Vanier, and we pray for their eternal rest, praying too that we might be able to learn from their example.